Can you talk a little bit about your philosophy of the idea of using the fourth preseason game as the dress rehearsal as opposed to the third one that a lot of teams do?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily refer to it as a dress rehearsal. What it is you have to go through the experience of going through halftime. I think it's unfair to ask players, especially young players, to play in the first half or in the second half and not go through the halftime experience, because it is unique. You're warmed up, you play, you're emotional. You come at a halftime, you go through adjustments, you have to get yourself back ready to play, and that's the primary reason for, you know, playing the first series of the third quarter.
How come you maybe changed that? I know a couple of years ago, the third game used to be the one you used to use.
Well, the reason is pretty simple. Our opinion, if you play our starters a series or not at all, then they've gone basically 2 weeks without playing. And I think that's, you know, that's like a bye week with, you know, without being used to what you're doing. And so, you know, we want them to build their reps and build, and you're constantly emphasizing building reps and your conditioning level through the end of the off-season program and all the way through camp. And then you contradict yourself if you take all this time off between the third preseason game and the opener.
Are you surprised that more teams haven't gone to that idea?
You know, I don't pay much attention to what everybody else is doing. It's just kind of the way we do things here, and we felt like it's been successful for us.
Can you still get good work and get a good gauge on guys? Let's say Green Bay doesn't use the same plan. They pull their start after maybe a series. Can you still get good work if it's your first team?
Well, let me ask you this. Did we have good work in the third quarter last week when they left their starters in and we subbed? So it's good work. I mean, work is work, and you can't predict. And you know, we don't discuss with other coaches what their plans are. We just stick with our philosophy.
What is it you want out of this game?
Well, I want to minimize the mistakes. Eliminate some of the needless penalties that took place last week. Those that didn't have anything to do with the play. I want to see some execution. We want to see some guys, still some younger guys, step up a little bit in some different areas.
Moving Little to the PUP as opposed to injured reserves, that give you the option to evaluate him maybe in October, November to see if he has a chance to maybe come back this year?
Yes, that's exactly how we did it.
You think he has a chance?
Well, we have time. You know, he had ACL repair after the season was over, and obviously he's not ready now. He is way ahead of schedule. He's working very, very hard. He's strong. And so we'll give him 6 more weeks to continue the rehab, and then we'll have the luxury of having him on the practice field for 21 days.
Looking ahead to the regular season, not this weekend, but the distribution of carries between Lindell and Chris Johnson, is there a 60-40 or 70-30? Is there a number that you're looking for, or is it still kind of a...
Yeah, I mean, we're going to use them both, depending on the game plans, and it makes sense to, you know, take advantage of both their abilities. I think we'll have a better gauge once we get to the middle part of the season, you know, how the carries and the touches are going to work. But, you know, provided that they're both healthy week in, week out, I would assume that, you know, it would be close to 50-50, maybe 60-40.
How productive do you think Chris Carr was back in practice today?
He's been running, and he's in good shape, and he just wanted to get out and move around, and I thought he looked pretty well. He did some good things.
Roy Dell, respond a little bit. I know you said you want to see him do some things.
He's been practicing this week, and, you know, without a day off, and, you know, he made some plays today, so it's good. I think he expected to be a little further along than where he is right now, but, you know, we got to keep going this week and hopefully get in the ball game and make some plays for us.
I guess nobody's safe, but because of his experience and you know what you've got in him, he's safe come the weekend of being on the roster?
You know, I'm really not going to go into, you know, prospective decisions that we're going to make later on in the week, whether he is or not, it's not fair.